You can't get much worse than Salt Lake.
Really?
Salt Lake really? Is bad. Salt Lake
Fine
is bad.
Driving in Salt Lake.
My husband drove truck, and when you turn a signal light on, that means everybody pull up so you can't pull over.
Oh. See what I mean?
And hang there.
Yeah, they try to cut you off there and keep you from going.
Salt Lake is the worst, and he traveled 48 states, and he said Salt Lake has everybody beat.
Hey, Jackie's right.
Twin is worse than Salt Lake?
I'm from California. It's illegal if you don't merge over, like when people are coming on, and if you don't yield to somebody that's driving faster than you and hits their turn signal and stuff, you could get pulled over for not yielding to them and letting them in and stuff.
Yeah, and everybody here acts like it doesn't even happen. Like you're not even there.
I drive to Jerome every day for work, and when I cross the Pine, you know, there where people are coming on from golf course, cops could sit there and get like 1,000 people a day easily for not merging. They'll just drive straight ahead. They don't look. They don't do anything. And like you said, they go super slow, or they'll just... they just do whatever. They don't use signals. Idaho's roads are ridiculous compared to places where, you know, bigger cities where people have been driving longer, I guess.
Hey, I was listening to your program, and you two arguing about safe drivers.
Yes, sir.
I'm a professional driver, have been for about 30 years. I run a lot of the Northwest here.
So what's your experience been?
I've got to tell you, Utah is the worst state I have ever had to deal with traffic in.
Really?
Absolutely. I would rather drive in Los Angeles than Salt Lake City.
That's crazy to me.
It's a little bit of everything. Probably the worst thing that I see is they don't slow down. If it's raining, snowing, it's still full throttle. I mean, it can be 2 inches of snow on the freeway down there, and they're still driving 70 miles an hour.